USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, including in the nation's capital, where President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump helped light the national Christmas tree outside the White House last evening.
Merry Christmas, everybody. We just have to say it all together. Merry, Merry Christmas. It's great to be with you. And let's light the tree.
The lighting coming a few hours after President Trump made news when he said he would not rule out pardoning his former campaign chief, Paul Manafort. The president telling the New York Post a pardon is, quote, not off the table, though he says it's not something he's ever discussed. Trump again slamming the Russia investigation. The White House hasn't confirmed it, but the Kremlin claims that President Trump's meeting with Russia's President Vladimir Putin is still on for this Saturday, despite the Russian seizure of some Ukrainian vessels. This is USA Radio News.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Cyber Week ever is on. Save big on Cyber Week deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and top brand electronics like Google Smart Home, it's a sale you won't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Cyber Week. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Cyber Week deals.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Residents in the Malibu, California area who were displaced because of the Woolsey fire not long ago are now being warned that they may have to evacuate because of mudslides from some heavy rains. Meanwhile, with an update on the deadly Camp Fire in Northern California, which has claimed 88 lives, here's USA Radio's Wendy King in Chico, California.
Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey says no new bodies have been found for 3 days, and the number of those missing has dropped to 158.
I have a high degree of confidence in the searches that were done, and I believe that we have done our due diligence with regard to searching for human remains. My sincere hope is that no additional human remains will be located.
Some of the evacuated zones in Paradise could be reopened by next week.
Reports are President Trump will today announce a ban on bump stocks after a gunman used a bump stock to kill 58 people in Las Vegas last year. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Everyone safe after an airliner with a broken windshield had to land at Kansas City International Airport. The Southwest Airlines flight from Ronald Reagan National Airport in Washington landed safely last night. There were 117 people on board and no injuries were reported. Another actress is now accusing former CBS CEO Les Moonves of sexual assault. The New York Times is reporting actress Bobby Phillips was in a meeting with Moonves in 1995 to discuss some acting roles when she claims he forced her to conduct a sex act with him. Phillips claiming Moonves told her, quote, be my girlfriend, I'll put you on any show you want. The Times spoke with friends of Moonves who said he did try to silence that accuser. Moonves is claiming the sex was consensual. A first-of-its-kind mental health clinic is now open at a Walmart in Texas. It's operated by Boston-based Beacon Health Options with the goal of making affordable mental health care very easily accessible. So, of course, put it at Walmart. The clinic in Carrollton is offering treatment for things from anxiety to depression, relationship issues, and grief. There are already plans to open additional locations in Walmarts nationwide. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.